Jared Goff sat again Saturday. Detroit beat Washington 17-13 with Josh Dobbs starting, 7 of 12 for 74 yards with an interception, a lost fumble returned for a touchdown, and a 50-yard touchdown scramble. An undrafted rookie Luke Altmyer going 9 of 13 for 86 yards in relief, per Tim 20man at the team's website. Goff has now thrown zero preseason passes, which his coach has treated all summer as a feature rather than a bug. The protection question that actually defines his year got its evidence secondhand. The encouraging half. Rookie Blake Miller's run blocking at right tackle helped the reserve backs to 169 rushing yards, per Avik Das at Heavy, a second straight positive game for the first-year tackle. The unsettled half is the middle of the line. Center Cade Mays's fractured wrist is expected to cost him 8 to 10 weeks, per the Detroit Lions podcast's press conference recaps. Juice Scruggs returned from a soft tissue injury to first-team work, per Jeremy Reisman at Pride of Detroit. And Dan Campbell said guard Tate Ratledge is taking center snaps as insurance. He's gonna have to be able to help us there, per the Detroit Lions podcast. Three names for one position, 10 days before the games count. Back in June, we said Goff's stability rests on a line replaced wholesale in one offseason, a rhythm passer inherits his protection more than he carries it, and that question remains unmeasured. He and the rebuilt line have still not taken a live snap together, and at this point they may not until September. What to watch, who takes the first team center reps once cut down passes on Sunday, August 30th, and whether Goff gets any live work at all before the opener. We'll check after cut day. Data via NFL Verse.